Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. We're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. And, of course, we're on leading independent stations around the countryside, too. Appreciate all of that. And you can hear us streaming live on the Internet as well, all the way around the world. And some of that can be found at GCNLive.com, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All of the Salem Media websites and most of the radio stations we're on, they all have websites where you can hear the program streaming right there. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters on this very special weekend, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers driving the mail trucks around, delivering the mail from coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the petroleum products so we can get on down the highway. A special shout-out to all of you guys. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page and follow us over there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on X as at Captain's America. And we're also on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, let's start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello to everybody, yeah.
Yep, hello to everybody is right. And up here at the top of the ladder, we have got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And on Facebook, you'll find her as the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, it's 81 degrees, clear skies, beautiful night right here in our backyard, and we'll say the pledge and get started. You guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Denise, we've got the CNN poll. It's pretty interesting because, of course, Trump is leading over Biden. There's another poll, by the way, that's very interesting, which shows Nikki Haley besting Biden in a matchup. But in this particular poll where Trump is ahead, 67% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden. Is there anything Biden can do to save this, or is it just going to get worse?
Well, they're going to use Virginia to be the savior. They're going to try and gain that state back and go after Glenn Youngkin. So That's going to be, appears to be their strategy. I'm not sure that's going to be the right strategy, but that's what they're going after. So, look, every day that kind of goes by, Biden is losing more support because of something that he has done, or not done. The matter of Afghanistan, I don't think the Democrats even care about anymore. It's really only the independents and the Republicans and the conservatives that care about Afghanistan. But the economy, he's not winning at all. He's out there trying to sell Bidenomics. And because of the gas prices going up, he's losing that. And there's nothing on the horizon that says that gas prices are going to go down anytime soon. They say that, you know, the Stop Inflation Act, or whatever it was called, is working. It's clearly not working. The only thing that's gotten better is some parts of the supply chain. So some prices have stabilized, but they stabilize on the high side. They're not going down. And, you know, this administration and these people that are in it, they just, you know, they make excuses and they just don't care. Now, the other thing that's pretty fascinating is you got the whole pile of Democrats in the House and at the state level that are very, very upset about this immigration problem. New York is stomping their feet. Illinois is stomping their feet. And, you know, there's nothing that says that this administration is going to change anything. In fact, there's a movement that's going on right now that will forbid any governor from busing people out of Texas to another state. And they would force these migrants to stay in Texas. Think about this. Stay in Texas until their hearings have happened.
Wow.
Outrageous.
Yeah. All right, got the music coming up there, kiddos. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show with me this morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I'll do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to find out more. You can report a claim there, schedule an appointment, even view your estimate or photos of the damage to the vehicle, because you can submit everything there, right there online. You can get your insurance cards over there too, by the way. And don't forget that when it comes to price comparisons and price quotes, they're more than happy to give you a quote over the computer if that's okay with you. Otherwise, you'll get your name of your prospective agent, and you'll go through the agent, and you'll be all set. So away you go. Save some money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. Go over there. Check them out. See what they can do for you. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
All right, let's pick up Denise here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Denise, it looks like, of course, President Xi of China, he's not going to be attending the G20. But China's not doing the best these days, as we know. And it looks like he got some kind of reprimand from some of the other leaders there in China. And this is kind of unprecedented. What do we know about this, and what do you think it means moving forward?
What he's in trouble with, not that he could really be in any kind of trouble, but the elder, not necessarily leaders in the Chinese Communist Party, but the old dynasty type Chinese are very angry at Beijing and at President Xi and what he's doing and not doing to the country. And so that is, it's kind of like the generation before him. Those are the ones that are speaking out. They're mad about the economy. They're mad about being partnered with rogue leaders like Russia. Now, I don't know how much censorship there really is in China, but apparently some of these Chinese elders, you know, that go back to, you know, kind of like dynasty culture, they're pretty angry. You know, there's a lot of honor in that culture and the ancient culture, and President Xi is defying all of that.
Well, yes, exactly. And of course, but his absence from the G20, what does that really signify?
You know, I'm not sure about what the reasoning is there. I think it is actually some cause for concern that something else may be afoot. And that has me kind of wondering, is he in good health? Because I find it very peculiar that he wouldn't go and necessarily defend his nation and what is happening, especially economically. You know, he was recently, you know, part of this BRICS meeting where they invited all these other countries to join BRICS. And how many of them are joint, I don't know, but the invitation was there. And I think it could be that some other powers are necessarily working that are pushing back against all things China. And maybe he doesn't want to confront that at, you know, this summit. But I find that, I don't know, I think something else is afoot here, and I'm not sure I know what it is.
Well, in terms of our China policy, just in general, you know, there was an article out a couple of days ago saying it's doomed to failure, our policy towards China. But, you know, in other words, you know, are we really going to be able to de-risk from China? I don't know that we'll decouple from China, but what's the status of our involvement with China? And obviously, if something big happens, like with Taiwan, all that gets thrown into jeopardy.
We can't decouple, certainly anytime soon. I mean, if we try and decouple ourselves from China, it could take a decade or more, probably more. We're not in any position. We've left ourselves completely vulnerable. We're not in any position to do that. Furthermore, if we even started to do that, you can bet that there would be a larger silent war going on against the United States by China. And that is more espionage, more balloons, more operatives, more hacking, more theft, all those kinds of things. So no. Now, apparently, Biden, who has already left, I think he left yesterday or leaving today, he's going to go out there and say, you know what, to the G20 people, you don't have to attach yourselves any longer to China. We are a great source and competitor of China, so you need to attach yourselves to the United States. That's the message.
Kyle, we
got
Go ahead.
Kyle, we got a call. I'm going to take the call. You ready?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Good morning. Is this Bag Evan, Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Straight from the bridge. Anyway, wanted to say that I saw where Trump is doing some stuff with that Christy Noem out from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're speculating that she could conceivably be a vice presidential candidate material.
Of course.
And I hadn't seen that much of what?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. And sounds pretty good to me. I think it would be a good choice on the ticket, you know, because part of Trump's weakness in the polls, I think, is the women, the suburban women type people. So I think that's a great idea. And as far as some of the riots and stuff in the cities, I was wondering, you know, like in Singapore, they're very, very strict over there. They have very, very little crime or problems. And the way that it's going, we may have to adopt that kind of model to some degree, although I know it's constitutionally a problem and all that, but we have to have some sort of an emergency situation to get us out of this silliness. All right, that's it, Kev.
All right, thoughts?
There's a slim chance that we're going to get ourselves out of what he calls silliness. You know, we have these DAs that and these judges that are just rogue. I don't know how else to put it. Thanks to all things George Soros.
Yep.
So I don't see us getting out of it anytime soon. Even, you know, when you've got a handful of these governors that are freaking out over the illegals, like the governor of Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
and she called in the National Guard. But I don't see us getting out of it anytime soon. In fact, I was watching the semifinals last night, the U.S. Open in New York, Flushing Meadows, and they had to suspend play when the players were literally on the court, had to suspend play because there was a massive protest going on in the stands. Well, who was protesting? Oh, glad you asked. And fossil fuels, environmentalists. And one of them, there were four of them, they got three, had them arrested, but the fourth one was a problem. Why? Because he was barefoot, and he glued his feet to the cement floor.
Oh, boy.
And we had to be all, you know, had to call in the medics and all these people and, you know, unglue them. So that suspended play for almost an hour. Now, a lot of people don't know this because, you know, everybody's a tennis fan. But they did it in Paris at the French Open, and they did it at Wimbledon. So we're going to have these people out there. And, you know, what's coming out of this White House, like ending these leases in Alaska, he, Biden, or these people, you know, these lobbyists,
mm-hmm.
in, you know, what goes on in Washington, D.C. affects outside of Washington. Point taken.
All right. To be continued. Talk to you on the weekend show. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, hang in there. We'll be right back, Kyle and I, with the Military and Veterans News segment. Yep. Some stuff going on you might want to know about. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. No how, no way. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Wednesday news update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs, as well as another $175 million toward military weapons support for the Ukrainians. After a Supreme Court victory and being reinstated to his football coaching position, Joe Kennedy has submitted a letter of resignation to the Bremerton School District in Washington State. An attorney said in a letter, "We have come to learn of serious allegations of retaliation against Coach Kennedy by the school district." Kennedy had previously been fired for praying on the field. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America, their website, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. Go over there, get involved, volunteer, help them out with their mission, see what their mission is. And they love the veterans. Everything they do is for the veterans. They've been retooled, regrouped, reshined, respoked, and they've got a new mission in life. And it's even better than what it was when I first got involved in it about 10 years ago or so. But here's the deal. You got to go to the website and check it out, cv4a.org, cv4a.org, and you can become a very valuable member of the veterans community and veterans support community by supporting what it is that they're doing. And I think you're going to like what you see when you go to the website, cv4a.org. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to start this out, the military and veterans news, and of course, we know that the U.S. Army has now scrapped the Abrams tank upgrade and they've unveiled a new modernization plan. Now, they're
They're using something totally different for the battle tank, the Abrams battle tank. They're pursuing a more significant modernization effort to increase its mobility and survivability on the battlefield. And I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I've been hearing rumors about it. But, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is one of our tankers, and I know he'll know, so he'll be able to give us an update when we talk to him again. And I'm looking forward to that. How about you?
Yes, very much so.
Now, we have a new Air Force Vice Chief that's being appointed. And, of course, that's another one of those appointments where they got to wait until Tommy Tuberville decides yay or nay or whatever the deal is to allow these things to pass through, because it's, as it stands right now, they're not. He's got that all tied up. I don't know when that's going to change, but it could be sooner rather than later. I saw him doing an interview yesterday with, I think it was Jennifer Griffin, he kind of acted like as if he was getting towards the end of, you know, whatever it was he was doing, but we'll see.
Well, that's right, and of course, this new nominee comes in basically to the third largest branch of the armed forces, which has an approximate budget of $185 million and more than 647 uniformed airmen and civilians. So it's a lot.
Well, four Navy officers in the Fat Leonard case, felony convictions, have now been vacated for four Navy officers in a sprawling bribery scandal due to misconduct by the prosecutors. Holy smokes. That's not very good.
Well, no. In fact, if there is misconduct, then that's usually grounds for a dismissal or a mistrial or something like that.
Well, they'd already been convicted, but they went back and appealed their case, and it came up in the appeal. But unbelievable, huh?
Indeed. It shouldn't happen.
Now, a State Department official noted that the Biden administration is closely considering sending long-range capabilities that would be missiles to the Ukraine.
Well, that would also, I think, number one, depends on what the range is, but certainly that opens up other targets in Russia, one might think.
I think what they've got right now will go about 100 miles. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what this next thing would do that they're talking about, the missile, but I would say that it certainly would do double that.
Right, exactly. Well, but it could be a game changer either way.
Well, between that and between the depleted uranium rounds that they sent to the Ukraine, which, of course, are armor-piercing rounds, which actually will go through the skin of another heavily armed vehicle like a tank, a Russian tank, you know, we're getting pretty adept here with what we're doing right now.
Well, yes, we are. Again, the big question is always going to be, how much longer will this war really go on? What does it take to really win it? And by doing so, with the support, what's that escalation factor mean for Vladimir Putin? Not that we should be just afraid of Putin, but he can act erratically.
Now, a Russian missile tore through an outdoor market in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday, killing 17 people, wounding dozens of others, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the country with more than $1 billion in new American funding for the Ukraine, including military and humanitarian aid.
Yeah, so while most people do support, of course, the Ukrainian Defense Forces and the Ukrainian people, can you imagine, Captain, the amount of money that's going to Ukraine and how big of an election factor that is going to be in the upcoming election? Because they're going to ask Biden point blank, why do you keep giving all this money, but yet for the United States it doesn't seem to be too it's slim pickings, you know, that kind of thing.
It's costing us $100 million a week to fund the Ukraine. $100 million a week. Not a month, a week. And has been all summer long since this offensive picked up.
Yeah, and after a while, these are astronomical numbers to be talking about, and I think the public is hard-pressed to try to understand, I think we all are, why, how much is enough, and in the sense that it just seems like a lot. I mean, how much more would it take? Because it just seems, like I said, astronomical.
Seems like a lot? That's more than what we did during the war with Iraq.
Well, sure, exactly, yeah.
Or Afghanistan.
It's just, yeah, it's over the top, right? And so people have a good reason to ask, well, what is it doing? Is it really getting to where it's going? And what does it do when it gets there?
Blows up.
Right, it blows up.
I don't know, it's hard to figure. It's really hard to figure because I think trying to put a Band-Aid on something is one thing. When you get a cut, you put a Band-Aid on it, you know, wash your cut and all that sort of stuff. But this isn't a cut, and this isn't a Band-Aid. You're talking about putting an ace bandage on something to keep it going when maybe it's not going the way you thought it was going to go to begin with. I don't hear anybody, you know, making any great advances out there in the battlefield. Do you?
No, it seems to be much more, I don't want to say the word stalemate, because I don't think it's technically that, but Captain, what happens though is that any escalation can go down that road that we've always been looking at in the modern times, and that is what happens when somebody really starts losing, especially Vladimir Putin. Will he use a nuclear weapon, tactical or otherwise? And that would be just a terrible consequence out of this. So I think we're always sort of trying to keep that specter at bay.
Okay. Well, I'll go with that. By the way, let's see, got about a minute here. Okay, that might work with this. Enrique Tom, the former leader of the right-wing Proud Boys, of course, 22 years in jail he gets. Some people are upset about that. He wasn't even there on the day that all this stuff was going on. He made sure that he wasn't there. But apparently there was quite a bit of involvement that the FBI had on this guy. I don't know what else is going to happen. Other than, I know that we still have the Capitol Police here in Tampa, and they're still investigating people or persons of interest, whatever you want to call it, because they're still trying to identify some of the people they've got in the videos.
That's true, yes, and I'm sure at some point they will be.
And the Proud Boys, in particular, that were involved in this, heavily involved in this, were located in Florida.
That's true, yes.
Yep.
I recall.
Even though they came from wherever. But I used to run into these guys every now and then when Roger Stone would be around, and it was interesting, to say the least, to watch.
Indeed, yes.
Yep. A lot of them were ex-cops, and a lot of them were ex-military, but for the most part, they were okay. It was These Alex Jones people that were floating around that were really weird when you'd see them. But anyway, is what it is. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, going to talk some money talk with him. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. At 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. This portion of the program, our conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership over on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. You can stop by the store or you can go to the website first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check out and see what they have available for you and then go on over and take a look at it. Now, I will tell you that Moss Family Automotive is the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders too, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and of course church pastors too, get a great discount afforded to you for your service to our country. And they appreciate that at Moss as well as we do, right here on the radio show. So Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And oh, one last little thing, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, don't forget. Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Something goes wrong, they fix it. It's just that simple. Saves you a bunch of money down the line, a bunch of money. All righty, let's go first to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's hanging in there with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now we're going to go to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Listen, there's something interesting that popped up yesterday, and it was about gambling. in America being on the rise, and in particular, it was the internet gambling, where they have these casinos that people can sign up for, and they say, are you 21 years of age, and this, that, and the other. And apparently, the kids are finding a way to get around it and say, yep, we're 21, and you got a bunch of kids, teenagers, that are gambling and losing, literally, money they don't have.
I don't gamble. So I mean, I know it's a massive, you know, massive business. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to see it more in, at football games and stadiums, around the country. I know that they're, a big facility is going in next to Wrigley Field. I know that they're going to be putting one, next to MetLife Stadium if it's not already up. Here in New York, I know they have those facilities. I don't know what the fail safes are when it comes to kids. I would have think that you'd have to put some sort of identification in, like an ID, like you got to show your ID if you want to buy beer or something like that. I don't know how it works, but that genie's out of the bottle, Captain. And that's just the reality. The states look at this as a great revenue source. Some of the deals that are struck, that they have struck with some of these casino operators, they love because it's bringing in so much revenue. I'm not a gambling guy. I talk to my kids about it, warn them about it, and just the stupidity of it. It's something that if it's done, if you enjoy doing it as far as entertainment is concerned, for example, my aunt, who I love very much, she from time to time would like to go to a casino, but she knew. She says, all right, it's entertainment for her. I'm going to go gamble, $200, and when it's gone, it's gone. If I make money, I make money, and it's fun, just like somebody would go spend X amount at the golf course. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that type of discipline, it can get very, very dangerous.
Well, it doesn't mention anything about the U.S., but it does mention the United Kingdom here. In this story, it says other countries with large gambling industries also struggle with limiting addiction. In the UK, roughly 36,000 children under the age of 21 are believed to be problem gamblers, and about 6% of that nation's deaths are now suicide linked to gambling.
Well, trying to make money, quick and easy. And again, you have all, it's been around for a while. I mean, now it's your college sports in it. You can gamble.
Yeah.
And, even obscure college sports that you can put money on. I wish they had kind of, kept some of that out of it, but they didn't, and it's now pitched as something that's just, everybody does it. I can't tell you what, was watching the football game for, half of the game last night. The volume of commercials that were for gambling was extraordinary.
Yeah. I didn't see the game, but I'm well aware of the commercials. I saw them during the preseason, enough of them to last a lifetime. One last little thing, then I'll turn it over to Kyle here. Inflation was running about 12.6%. That was the annual rate, and had recently been as high as 14.6%. Now they're saying it's down lower than that, but I don't see it. And here comes the price of gas back up again.
You're looking at, production cuts. We all know that, when prices went up last time, Biden did his ridiculous strategic petroleum reserve with drawdown, and they haven't refilled that.
Nope.
So you can't even go there back to that yet to try to bring prices down. So, people, it is what it is. I hear about this, all the time, people complaining about this. Well, it's the choices that we've made over an extended period of time. We don't have to be reliant upon the Middle East anymore.
Nope.
I talked about this yesterday. I'm not a big Bush administration fan, but I gave a lot of credit to the earlier parts of their administration where they, worked with the oil companies to come up with some of the new technologies for drilling. I can give credit to the Trump administration, in regards to their handling of making this country energy independent. Independence is a great thing. And now we're going to need more bailouts for automakers. We've got to spend billions of dollars more on all of these industries, from wind to solar, because they're not making money. And they, not only are they going to have to charge us more for electricity, they're going to also have to take more of our tax dollars to subsidize these things. So, you know, there you go. I mean, you want to say that it's man-made climate change? Fine. But then why not go nuclear? Why not go the nuclear route that's, you know, no carbon at all, and you're not going to be dealing with these issues? We know it works.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, come on in.
Well, I just want to briefly say that my own mother, she will win big on the poker machines in Las Vegas, but if she actually shows me, say, hold these cards, and I punch the buttons, I still lose. I don't know what it is. She'd be sitting right next to me, so go figure, which means I don't gamble, just like Chris. All right. Well, Chris, a lot of people, of course, have gone through their savings. They've gone through their, you know, whatever credit cards and so forth. It looks like the next way people can get money is going to be trying to tap their equity in their homes. But they're not maybe going to be refinancing. They might get a line of credit. Do you see this as being a sort of a bad thing on the horizon? Because if something happens and you default on a line of credit attached to your house, you could lose your house.
Stupid is as stupid does. You've seen this movie before. How about this? How about going and getting a second job? How about working weekends? I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you want to have all of these things. I mean, I know there's probably a lot of people out there, and it wouldn't surprise me. I mentioned this. Wouldn't surprise me at all if, they try to pull another round of stimulus checks next year. That's what's been done before. Even Bush did that on his way out the door back in 2008. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, we got to have, inflation checks to help people out, but they don't try to pull that next year. But, again, just dumb.
But isn't that inflationary in and of itself? All the COVID money was inherently inflationary, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It was interesting yesterday, you talk about COVID. I mean, I brought that up recently quite a bit on my podcast. And again, I have a real bone of contention with me because, I'm not an epidemiologist. My dad was a microbiologist. I figured out that everything we were doing was just stupid. And, yesterday Ron DeSantis actually showed the letter that the Trump administration sent them, berating them for opening up the state of Florida and telling them they wanted to shut it down and wear masks and social distancing, which Florida refused to do. I didn't hire Fauci. I didn't hire Birx, nor would I. You know, Birx there, the scarf queen, as Rush Limbaugh used to call her, had no experience in this whatsoever. And they admitted that they were just making up these policies on the fly, which is miserable.
Mm. All right, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope your team wins.
All right, go Jack.
All righty, Syracuse University, go Orange, go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and Kyle and I will be right back with more right after these messages coming right up here. Don't go anywhere. Got more stuff to talk about with Frank Salvato.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.